As we go to the table of the Lord this morning, excuse me, the place wherein through these elements of bread and wine, we are instructed by Jesus to do it in remembrance of Him. Now, in continuing with this message of grace and peace from God, as opposed to the works of the law, this condition, this salvation, being a work of God as opposed to our earning it, I want to go to a text of Scripture found in the book of Zechariah, in the 3rd chapter. And I want to read it says, "And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord." And Satan, standing at his right hand to reject him or resist him, we could say, or accuse him. And let's continue. "And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is this not a brand plucked out of the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered, "That is God answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said," that is to Joshua, "I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of garment." And I said, God speaking, "Let them set a fair miter upon his head." So they set a fair miter upon his head and clothed him with garments. Joshua, the high priest. This is the high priest. In the Old Testament, the representative of the people before God. And the description of him was he, this high priest, was clothed with filthy garments. Of all of us. Satan was there, and he was pointing out to the crowd, "Look at the filthy garments this guy has," as if to say, "He has no business here because the best he has are filthy garments." And the literal response of God in this, in the Hebrew, is a response of God to Satan's accusations is, grr. While it doesn't necessarily imply cursing, it definitely contains the seeds of a curse. That is, God to Satan. God does not dispute the condition of Joshua. Type of the people. Type of all of us clothed with filthy garments. But what does God do? He says, take away the filthy garments from him. And he tells Joshua, and he tells you and me, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of garment. I defy you to find one word in this text where Joshua participated in any other way than to be the recipient of what God has done for him and to him. He presents not his own works. He's clothed in filthy garments. And God sees it. And the remedy by and from God is he will clothe him, and he will clothe you and me with a change of garment. Paul says, but if, while we seek to be righteousified in Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, we ourselves are found clothed in filthy garments, is Christ therefore the minister of sin? No. It is by what Christ has done and the work of God unto salvation, wherein God says, change of raiment. That through Christ he has put away our iniquity. I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee. Do you hear? The gospel in this Old Testament message. Do you at this table discern what Christ has done for us? God said, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. It passed from me. It passed from you to Christ. He took all our iniquity upon himself. And the result of that is God says, I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. We come to this table always discerning what Christ has done for us. He not only caused our iniquities to pass from us, and by faith now being found in him, he has given us a change of raiment. The grace of God. The gospel of Christ. The grace of Christ. Our iniquities are passed from us. And in him we have a change of raiment. And all this done by God for us, not by us. Lift this cup with me. With gratefulness of heart. Lift it by faith. With joy, being clothed in with a change of raiment. Take it in Jesus. Amen. there's bread also at this table. Symbol of his body. And like as we still live in this body, might not see the change of raiment, God has forever declared his provision for a change of raiment through Christ. He also in Christ says that by Christ we are healed. If any be sick today, let not Satan get the better of you and cause you to think that somehow this sickness is on you by something you did or did not do. Go, run, cling to God's word, which declares, with his stripes we were healed. And whether healed or not, as we, like Joshua, appeared before God in sickly garments, God declares he gives us a change of raiment, even our wholeness and wellness, has Jesus provided for. And by faith, whether we see it or not, we do declare with his stripes we were healed. In Christ,